Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of iOS apps that I use on my iOS device. And of course, in this case, I'll actually be using my iPhone 4S. However, keep in mind that you can use these apps on the iPod Touch and the iPad. What I'll be doing in this demonstration is basically going through the apps on my home screens of my iPhone. So therefore, I'll be doing a three-finger flick to the left to move through my home screens, and then doing a one-finger flick to the right to move through the apps on the actual home screens themselves. What I'll also probably be doing is going to the top of the screen to find the status bar and coming down on the left-hand side to find the first app of that particular home screen. So basically, three-finger flick to the left to move right, touch the top of the screen to find the status bar, drag my finger down to find the first app on the home screen, and then one-finger flick to go through the apps. Some of the audio apps I will demonstrate. However, others that are just basically text-based, I'll just talk about them. And some of the Australian-based apps, I'll also briefly talk about them as well. I won't go into them, as I know lots of people listening to these audio demos are actually not in Australia. So I won't spend too much time on those, but I will describe them. So I've currently got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen on my iPhone. So let me do a three-finger flick to the left.
Message stocks.
Okay, we're on the second page, and if you'd like to know, I've got six pages of apps. So in reality, I've basically got five pages of apps. So we've got around about 70 apps to go through. Some of the apps I'll just mention extremely quickly because they're actually apps for my children. And of course, they're not VoiceOver compatible. They're actually games that are all audio and visual. So let's do one finger flick down to get to the first app on my second page.
Utilities folder, 9 Newsbreak.
That's 9 Newsbreak. Now, as you can tell, you're not going to hear hints because I've got my hints turned off with VoiceOver. 9 Newsbreak is basically a television station in Australia, and this is a way for me to keep up with breaking news in Australia. Next up.
ABC.
ABC is the Australian Broadcasting Commission. Again, that's basically TV, radio, news, etc., and is another way of me keeping up to date with news in Australia and, of course, overseas. Next up.
Access World.
Access World is the technology magazine that everybody likes to read, and it's a really good way of keeping up with information on what's happening in the area of technology for blind and low vision. Next up.
Airport Utility.
Airport Utility. Now, because I've actually got a time machine capsule at home, I actually use this to monitor the time machine capsule to make sure it's running. So one finger flick to the right.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, of course, everybody has Angry Birds on their iOS device, I believe, and other devices. Again, this is for my children to use. Next up.
App Advice.
App Advice. Now, this is a great app for recommending apps that you may want to use, but it's also got a vision impaired list, and I think that's what it's called, where it has suggestions on apps that you may wish to use. And in fact, I've actually found a few little gems in there that I've actually put on my iPhone. So next up.
Apple Store.
Apple Store. And of course, this is the Apple Store app where you can actually browse and purchase items from the Apple Store. Next up.
Ariadne GPS.
Ariadne GPS is a really great basic GPS application that tells you where you are, and you can also put in favourites. Really nice little app to use for GPS if you don't want to buy a relatively expensive GPS app like Navigon. Okay, next up.
Audible.
Audible, of course, is the Audible app from audible.com, and I find it a great way to keep track and download my Audible books. Next up.
Audio Run.
Now, I will play this one. This is actually very cool. Absolutely pointless game, but if you just want to be distracted for a little while, it's actually a great little game to play, and I'll play it now. So I'm going to do one finger double tap to start it.
Audio Run.
And I'm going to turn VoiceOver on with triple
audio
tone. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
Your headphones. Click anywhere to continue.
Okay, and I touch the screen anywhere. And basically what's going to be happening, I'm going to be jumping roofs. And that's all you do in the game. And I will tell you that if you're mindless, it's probably not a bad word, to go past 36 jumps through roofs, it will give you a bit of a comment on what it actually thinks about you going that far in the game. So I'm going to touch the screen.
How to play. Click anywhere to skip. You are running on a rooftop above the busy city below, but you are blindfolded. As you near the edge of a building, preparing to leap, you will notice the sounds of the world fade away as the sound of your heart becomes your only perception. Only when the world has completely faded away can you successfully leap. Too late, and you shall fall. Too early, and you will suffer the same fate. While playing, click anywhere to attempt to leap. Click to begin.
Okay, so when we get to the edge of the roof and we hear the heartbeat getting louder and the music of the city goes away, we jump by just touching the screen. So I'll start now by touching the screen, and I'll do, say, 3 jumps, and then I'll make a mistake. So touching the screen. Okay, here comes the heartbeat. City noises go away. Touch. Again. See noises go away. Touch. Heartbeat. See noises gone. Touch. And you do have different sounds and everything else. Now I'm actually going to make a mistake now. I'm actually going to touch now.
Uh-oh. Successful jumps. 3. Click anywhere to try again.
Okay, so that's the point of the game. So it's just one of those things, and it does have different types of running sounds that sometimes equal the heartbeat. It has smashing glass when, I guess, you either land on the skyline or some other light that's made of glass, etc. So, as I said, it's just an absolutely pointless, fun game to play if you just want to pass some time. So I'm going to press my home button to come out of the game. And, of course, turn VoiceOver on by pressing my home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on. Stocks.
Okay, now let's go and find audio running again. Just touch the screen.
Audio run.
There's audio run. Okay, next step.
Orify.
Orify. Now, I will just start playing this because, of course, everybody loves Orify, as far as I know. And I'll just one finger double tap and we'll just start playing a little bit, but we'll just start playing so you can see what it sounds like. But it's actually very cool. And for those that don't know, it's basically a whole soundscape. In some ways, the same as audio run, but a lot more complex and a little bit more to the point. But it's just a fun way of getting lost in listening to music, the way you actually shake the phone, touch the screen, and so on. So I'll just one finger double tap to start playing.
Escape, Orify.
Please ensure your headphones are on the right way round. Exiting the application will always save your progress. To pause at any time, touch and hold the centre of the screen.
Main menu. Turn VoiceOver off.
VoiceOver off.
Or to the right to resume a connection. Alternatively, touch and hold the centre of the screen to find out more about Orify.
Let's touch the screen.
Orify was created by Punk Pie Limited, an independent UK games company, and is dedicated to Luke Williams Ellis. For more information, please visit punk-pie.com. Tap to return to the main menu.
Okay, tap.
Main menu. Tilt to the left to create a new connection, or to the right to resume a connection. Alternatively, touch and hold the centre of the screen
now, just let it
to
go.
Find out more about Orify.
Just to give you a little bit more on how it actually sounds. So tilt to the left.
Going to new connection in 3, 2, 1. New connection menu. Tilt to the left to create a new connection in slot 1. and right for slot 2.
Okay, turn to the left.
Establishing connection in slot 1 in 3, 2, 1. Do you wish to overwrite this connection? Tilt left for yes or right for no.
Okay, let's tilt to the left.
3, 2, 1. I found a place for us to play. There, we will exist only in sound. You can even close your eyes. Tap the screen if you want to come with me.
And of course I do. Let's touch the screen.
This is Aurify. I'm here to help you learn a new form of play, where your actions create or influence the sounds in Aurify. Before we really begin, make sure that this is coming from your left ear, and this is coming from your right ear. Okay, this sound.
Okay, and is linked we'll stop to the Aurify left and there.
Right tilt of your touchpad.
I'm just going to press the home button, otherwise
practice
I'm going to be here all day. But it is a really, really cool game to play. So I'm going to turn voiceover on now by pressing my home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Stocks.
Okay, and let's go and find Aurify again.
Aurify.
One finger flick to the right.
Aus postcode.
Aus postcodes is actually the Australian postcodes for Australia. So I actually won't go into that one and bore you with it. Next up.
Awareness.
Awareness. Now, this is the headphone app that basically allows you to listen to sounds around you so that while you're listening to music you can actually hear what's going on around you. I find it's good for in-house, in the home. I find it really off-putting if I'm walking around for it because you don't really get any sense of the sound if it's coming towards you, behind you, left or right. So I definitely don't use it when I'm walking around or out and about. But it's really good for home if I just want to monitor what the children are doing and listen to my music, audiobooks at the same time. I'll just run it. I'm not sure how it's going to actually affect the mixer, but we'll soon see what happens. So one finger double tap to open it.
Awareness.
So basically if I flick through the app, so one finger flick to the right.
Settings.
Settings.
Button, power. Power. Button.
So I've currently got it turned off. I'm going to turn it on by one finger double tapping.
Power.
Now if I start talking, it's actually now turned it on and you can actually hear the fact that it's now picking up my voice through the iPhone speaker and it sounds absolutely appalling through my headset. So I'm going to double tap the one finger pause, but if I just stay quiet, you can sort of hear the room around me. So if I tap the chair, okay, or I tap the cupboard next to me. It really does pick up a lot of sounds around you. And there were people talking and I had this meter set properly. It would only activate when I or other people would start talking to me. Now if I pause. It turns off. And of course now I start talking again, it's turned back on again. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on the power button to turn it off.
Power.
There we go. Now I'm back to normal microphone and sound, thank goodness. But like I said, a fairly useful app to use. So press the home button to come out.
Home. Awareness.
So we're back on awareness. So the next app.
Blind memory.
Blind memory. And this is another really sort of very simple game to play. But again, it's a fun one. So I'll open it up and show you. One finger double tap.
Blind memory. Due to the use of multi-touch gestures, this application will not work if VoiceOver is active. You can configure your device to enable or disable VoiceOver by pressing the home button 3 times. To do this, just go to Settings, General, Access, triple-click Home, and select Toggle VoiceOver. Disable VoiceOver and enjoy the game.
Okay, so let's disable VoiceOver by doing triple-click Home. So, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
Playing blind memory is very straightforward. It involves a series of touch screen gestures. You will be instructed to slide one finger up, down, right, or left. The game has 4 levels: beginner, intermediate, advanced, and expert. The gameplay becomes harder through a combination of increased speed and multiple gestures. Once the instructions have been given, This beep means perform the gesture or gestures. This beep means the gesture or gestures have been performed correctly. This beep means the gesture or gestures have been performed incorrectly. And this beep means you've completed the sequence. To select a level, slide your finger to the right.
Okay, so let's select a level by doing a one finger flick to the right.
Please select a level. Beginner, slide your finger to the right to play the beginner level. Intermediate, slide your finger down to play the intermediate level. Advanced, slide your finger to the left to play the advanced level. Expert, slide your finger up to play the expert level.
Okay, so I'm going to be a beginner, so I'm going to slide my finger or flick my finger to the right.
Right.
Okay, now we're playing, so I'm going to do right.
Right, right.
So right, right, so flick to the right twice.
Right, right, right.
Right, 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 so flick to the right three times.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so to the right three times and up, and I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to do right, 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 down.
Game over. Your score is 3. The record holder scored 11 at beginner level. To play again, slide one finger to the right. To select another level, slide one finger to the left. For more information about playing Blind Memory, please slide your finger down.
Okay, and we'll quit the game by just pressing the home button. And I'll turn voiceover on again by triple click home. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Stocks.
Let's go and find Blind Memory.
Blind Memory.
Okay, so the next step.
Page 2 of 6.
Which is on the next page. So let's do a three finger flick to the left to move right. And I'm going to touch the top of the screen towards my status.
Blindfold ping pong.
And this is blindfold ping pong. And why not? Let's go and sight it. You can hear what it sounds like. One finger double tap.
Blindfold ping pong.
So let me flick through this screen. So the first item is...
Turn up volume to play. When prompted to serve, swing your device like a paddle. Backhand or forehand, only the sounds of the ball hitting the surface, as in a real game, will be your clue when to swing.
Okay, flick to the right.
Voiceover navigation hint. Use buttons to transition between screens which are laid out left to right as follows. This help screen. Skill selection screen. Number of players selection screen. Score screen. Where play will begin automatically. And more info screen. Which has scoring rules. And links for email, website, and iTunes. Practice screen is quote, above skill selection screen, unquote.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Choose the practice skill level to practice ear timing. Invite okay. Summonito play into a player mode.
One finger flick to the right.
Set skill. Button.
Set skill. One finger double tap. Touch the top of the screen to get to the practice button.
Practice. Button.
And then one finger flick to the right.
Beginner. Button.
And I'm going to choose my beginner skill level again. One finger double tap.
One player. Button.
Okay, and I'm on one player, so one finger double tap that.
Player one, you're up. Please serve.
And if I flick my phone, if the keyboard plugged in, hang on, Dick. Flick. Flick. And I'm not going to flick now.
Opponent one. Player one, you're up. Please, sir.
Okay, I'm going to press the home button to stop it. Okay, let's turn voiceover back on again. So I've already got voiceover still on, so I don't have to turn voiceover on this time. So, next step.
Cars 2.
Cars 2 is an application from the Cars movie that my children like to use, so we'll skip that one. Next step.
Cat Piano.
Cat Piano, this is just a fun little app that plays cats as you go up and down a scale on the piano. So let me do one finger double tap to open it. And I'm going to turn voiceover off. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
And I'm going to touch the screen. Okay, so you can basically play like a piano with cat sounds. So I'm going to press the home button to come out. Triple click home, voiceover back on. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Blindfold ping pong.
And let's find Cat Piano.
Cat Piano.
Next step.
David's Harp.
David's harp, and that's a harp that you can actually strum on the screen. So one finger double tap.
David's harp.
Turn voiceover off. One,
button.
Two, three.
Voiceover off.
Now I'm just going to strum the screen. So you can sit back and play yourself some harp music. Let me close it up by pressing the home button. Voiceover on, triple click home. One, two, three.
Voiceover on. Blindfold ping pong.
Okay, let's go back to David's harp.
David's harp.
Back on David's harp. Next up.
Destino Games.
Destino Games. Now, I'll actually will spell this one out for you because you might find it a bit hard to find on the App Store if you want to try and find it. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate the characters.
Speech rate. Words. Characters.
And one finger flick.
Capital D. E. Space.
Okay, so capital D. E. Space.
Capital S, T, E, N, O, space.
Steno, S, T, E, N, O, capital S, of course, and then...
Capital G, A, M, E, S.
Okay, capital G, games.
Sierra.
Thank you, voiceover. So let me do a one-finger double tap to open that Steno games. Now, basically what it is, it's a render of very old PC applications that use the old PC speaker to generate sounds. It's extremely retro and a lot of fun to play. You've got about four or five games. I'll just show you the games in the game itself. So one finger double tap to open it.
Destino Games. Welcome to Destino Games. Please make a selection.
Let's touch the top of the screen.
Welcome to Destino Games.
One finger flick to the right.
Atlantic City Blackjack.
It's got Atlantic City Blackjack. Of course, that's 21. One finger flick to the right.
Casino.
Casino for playing casino type games. One finger flick to the right.
Dodge City Desperados.
Dodge City, so that's sort of cowboy type stuff. One finger flick to the right.
Destination Mars.
Destination Mars is basically you're on a trip to Mars and you've got to avoid asteroids and all sorts of things. So one finger flick to the right again.
Run for President.
Run for President, that's all about trying to actually keep your constituents all happy. So one finger flick to the right.
Sounds Like.
Sounds Like, one finger flick to the right.
About Destino Games.
And then About Destino Games. So let's play the Mars one, because it has the cute PC sounds.
Destination Mars.
There's Destination Mars. One finger double tap to open up Destination Mars.
Welcome to Destino Games. Back to menu. Button.
One finger flick to the right.
Restart game. Destination Mars. Version 2.1. Copyright 1990, 91, 93 by Richard L. Destino. 20 Meadow Brook Road, Short Hills, New Jersey, 07078. Phone. 201-379-7471. Copying of this program is prohibited except for the personal use of the purchaser. Instructions. Y or N.
Okay, I'm going to need instructions. I'm going to press Y on the on-screen keyboard down the bottom of the screen.
Y. Star instructions for Destination Mars Star. By Richard L. Destino. Destination Mars is a game that presents you with the challenge of successfully traveling from Earth to Mars. You must avoid such dangers as excessive damage to your ship, running out of fuel, being vaporized by space, aliens, crashing your ship, and others. You begin the game by placing the game disk in your default drive and entering the word Mars after the opening announcement. You will be asked if you want sound effects. Simply press the letter Y if you do want sound effects, or the letter N if you would rather play the game without sound effects. Do not press the Enter key at any time in the game after making a choice that asks for a letter. However, number entries do require a press of the Enter key. Next, you are instructed to press the letter B to blast off. If you blast off successfully, you will begin the 35 million mile trip to Mars. Press C to continue or R to return to the game.
Okay, so C to continue.
C. You travel by spinning the cosmic wheel, which is done by pressing the Enter key. This produces a number from 1 to 10. Your ship then travels 200,000 miles times this number. For example, if you spin a 6, you travel 1,200,000 miles toward Mars on the spin of the wheel. Press S at the cosmic wheel prompt to toggle sound on and off. Each spin of the cosmic wheel presents you with a situation. Most of the situations require you to make a choice. You will be prompted in such cases to press A, B, E, F, R, N, or H. These options mean the following. A is for accelerating. B is to use your force field barrier. E is for taking evasive action. F is for firing your phasers. R is for making repairs. N is for taking no action. H is to get help if you forget these definitions. You may exit the game whenever you are directed to spin the cosmic wheel. Simply press the escape key or control C. You may also exit at any of the preliminary prompts at the beginning of the program. Press C to continue or B to back up or R to return to the game.
Okay, and as you can tell, it does make a few references to a PC keyboard like Control C. So let's press C to continue.
C. Most of the prompts in the game are self-explanatory and need no elaboration. There are numerous ways that you may be prevented from reaching Mars. You undoubtedly will experience them as you attempt to reach your destination. There are some surprises in store for you in this regard. Note that you use 10 units of fuel with each spin of the cosmic wheel. Also, keep in mind that each instance of damage to your ship must be repaired. If you go too fast, you may enter a time warp. Here is a hint: the astute player will escape the time warp on the first attempt. You may freeze the game at the prompt to spin the cosmic wheel by pressing F and entering a farm name. To resume the frozen game, enter the farm name with Mars. Like this, Mars farm name. There are other programs available from Richard Destino. Check the README doc file provided with this program, or contact him for info at Richard Destino, 20 Meadowbrook Road, Short Hills, NJ07078. Phone 201-379-7471. Have fun, August 1991. Press B to backup or R to return to the game.
Okay, press R to return to the game.
Destination Mars, sound effects. Y or N.
And of course we'd like sound effects, so press Y.
Y.
There's the old PC speaker sound.
Star Star, you are on the launching pad at Cape Canaveral. Star Star, press B when ready to blast off.
Again, I'm going to warn you now, this is going to go from a low to a low pitch, so, and then we'll end this game and we'll get back to what we're supposed to be doing in this audio demo. So I'm going to press B for blast off.
B. Ignition. Successful blast off. Star, you are now in orbit around the Earth. Star, you are ready to begin your 35 million mile trip. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, now the trick with the game too is that if you actually wait long enough, it will actually read out automatically with voiceover. But anyway, that's Destino Games. Let's now get back to my home screen to talk about other apps I've got on my iPhone. So I'm going to press the home button.
Destino Games.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Dictabulous.
Dictabulous. Now, I might actually get VoiceOver to spell that one again for us, because, again, it's not an easy name of an app to actually think about, although it is Dictabulous.
Capital D.
D. I. C. T.
A. B.
A. B.
U. L. U. S.
U. L. U. S.
Sierra.
So Dictabulous. And basically, Dictabulous is, if I run a Mac app on my Mac, I can actually dictate into an edit field that comes up on my Mac. So one finger flick to the right again.
Downcast.
So Downcast is the Podcatcher app that I use on my iPhone. And basically I can either download the podcast and listen to them on the iPhone, or as I normally do, I can stream them straight to my iPhone, of course off the internet. And the thing I like about the Downcast app in particular is that it's got very fast audio speed, so I can actually have it not just at double, but I can go up to triple speed, which is a really great way of getting through some of the podcasts that are on the net. So next app.
Dropbox.
Dropbox, of course. Hopefully everybody knows what Dropbox is, and that's a way of sharing files and data between all your machines. And that's what I use to do my podcasting recordings. So when I'm finished on this machine doing the recordings, I drop the raw MP3 file onto Dropbox, go back to my desk in my office, and then bring up the raw recording and then start editing it, all done via Dropbox. So Dropbox is actually a very nice application, and I've got it installed on my PC, my Macs, my iPad, my iPhone, and even my iPod Touch. So next up.
Droptext.
Droptext is a really good way of basically just saving text files straight to the Dropbox folder. And again, I find it very useful, particularly if I want to take some quick notes down, particularly if I'm using my Apple wireless Bluetooth keyboard. So next up.
Dropvox.
Dropvox, and that's D-R-O-P-V-O-X, V for Victor, V-O-X. And that's basically a really great recording application for Dropbox again. It creates a Dropvox folder on your Dropbox directory. And basically when you do recording and stop it, it basically saves recording in that folder, and that way you can pick it up for any other machine using your Dropbox account, and it's really good for making recordings in conferences and so on. So a really great app, that one too. Next up,
eSleep
is basically a really nice relaxing application that you can do different soundscapes with. So if I start playing that one, one finger double tap.
eSleep button.
Okay, this is currently my soundscape that I've got running on mine when I want a little bit of relaxing mood stroke nature sound type music. Okay, let me press the home button to come back out of that application.
eSleep.
Okay, so next up.
Facebook. Five new items.
Facebook, of course, that needs no explanation. Next up.
Feedler Pro.
Feedler Pro, that's my RSS reader for my Google Reader. So next up.
Find Friends.
Find Friends, of course, that's the new app from Apple this year. And it's a good way of finding where your friends are. Some people say it's a bit of a stalking type application. I find it's really helpful when I know that my wife doesn't have to ring me now when she leaves karate, which is about 5 kilometres away from work. I can just check it around about the time I think she's leaving, and I can tell then it's time to start packing up and meet her at the front of my work. Okay, so next up.
Find iPhone.
Find iPhone. Again, to find where your iPhone's located, I actually use this one to actually play a sound on my iPhone, particularly if I've lost it in the house somewhere and I don't know where it is. So it just plays a tone that then you've got to stop when you pick up the iPhone. But it's a really great way of finding your iPhone if you've lost it under the cushions on the lounge, or it's in the toy room, or anywhere else for that matter. So that's a really handy part of the iPhone app, is to actually find your iPhone in your house. So next up.
Foxtel Guide.
Foxtel Guide. I use this one with my Foxtel, which is a cable TV company, of course. And basically, I use this one to control my Foxtel IQ box, so that then I can change channels, I can schedule shows to be recorded, and so on. So next up.
Page 3 of 6, adjustable.
All right, we're on to the next page. So let me do a three-finger flick to the left. Touch the top of the screen.
Frotz.
Frotz is basically a whole lot of text adventures. That are those old-fashioned ones where you had to go north, west, east, or south. You had to open a door, examine a box, take inventory of what you were carrying, all that sort of stuff. And there's lots of text adventure games in there, including my favourite one. So it's actually a really great game to play. It works well with VoiceOver. And again, as I said, it's the old-based text adventure game. So a really cool way of passing the time yet again. So let me go to the next step.
iBlink Radio.
iBlink Radio, of course, that's from Ceratec, and that's a great way of keeping up with all the different types of content that Ceratec now presents. Let me just do one finger double tap to quickly open it.
iBlink Radio.
And I'll get it just to read the main home screen too. I'm just going to do a two finger flick up.
iBlink Radio, heading, submit an iReport. Latest Zero Talk podcast for December 12th, 2011. Audio tutorials and interviews. Blindness resources. Community radio. Listen to EOL Episode 4, Ultimate Zombie Garlic. Listen to Zerospectives, this month in assistive technology for November 2011. Listen to the audio presentation of Ceratec's 2011 Christmas concert. Listen to the latest episode of The Android Show. Listen to Triple Click Home Episode 2, Extra Thingies, Podcasts, Reading Services, SanNet Sampler, Favorites, Local Content.
Okay, so that's the main home screen of the app. So as I said, a really great way of getting access to content specifically aimed at blind and low vision folks. So press the home button to come out again.
Home. iBlink Radio.
Next up.
iBooks.
iBooks, of course, everybody knows what iBooks is, and I'm currently reading a quite a long series at the moment. It's got about 5 or 6 books in it. It's an extremely easy app to use, of course, with VoiceOver by just touching the content of the book. Two-finger swipe down for VoiceOver, and then it will start reading the book continuously until you touch the screen again. So a really great way to read ebooks in the iBook app. Next up.
iDisk.
iDisk, now at the moment I've still got lots of files on my iDisk from Apple. So again, that's the way that I can get to those files from my iPhone. Next up.
Kalindi Free.
Kalimba 3, that's basically a kalimba, which is a musical instrument, I believe, from Africa, that is like David's harp, or kept piano for that matter, where you can just play the musical instrument on the screen, of course, with voiceover turned off. So next app.
Keeper.
Keeper, that's my password and data vault, as basically it's called in the application on the App Store. It's basically where I keep all my passwords for all my websites, my credit card numbers, and other information that I don't want people getting access to if they take or get my iPhone. It's a really secure way of keeping all your valuable information on your iPhone. So next up.
Light detector.
Light detector is a really great way of telling if the lights are on or off, particularly in the house at night time when your boys have gone to bed, your sight of partner's out, and you have to make sure that you've turned all the lights off. So under one finger double tap, and currently it's going to use the camera. My camera's pointing at the ground at the moment.
Light detector.
Okay, but if I start turning my phone up towards the ceiling. Okay, I can definitely tell that there's a light directly above where I'm sitting. Okay, and I'll turn my phone back around again. And now it's looking at the floor again. So, home button.
Home. Light detector.
Next app.
Mac Tracker.
Mac Tracker, and this basically is an app that actually says it's a tracker application that keeps track of all the products mainly that Apple has produced. And it's just a bit of a historical app that I sometimes go back and have a look at to see when things were brought out and what the current models were back when and so on. So just a bit of an information app, that one. Next app.
Macworld.
Macworld is, of course, the app from Macworld. And again, it's me keeping up to content with what's happening in the world of Apple. And next app.
Mailshot.
Mailshot. Now, this is one that I actually use every now and again, but basically it's a way of setting up mail groups on your iPhone so that, for example, when you want to send an email to all your work colleagues, you can set up a group maybe called Just Work. And, of course, that work group will then be associated with all the emails of your work colleagues. So you can just type in the two-field work, and that will be sent to all the emails in that particular work group. So very, very handy little app. Next up.
Money Reader.
Money Reader, of course, is the Looktel Money Reader application. Basically, you run the application and hold a bill under the camera. It'll definitely tell you what the camera is currently looking at. Okay, next up.
Navigon.
Navigon, of course, that's the expensive, or not relatively expensive, about $70 or $80, I think. And that's a full GPS application that works on the iPhone and works extremely well with VoiceOver. I know the US folks this year have had some trouble with the latest version, but it definitely is working okay in Australia. And I actually use this one particularly if I'm coming to work in the morning on the bus, just to keep track of where I am in relation to the route stroke work, so that I can put my iPhone down and start getting ready to get off the bus when I'm getting close to work. Okay, so next up.
iMobi.
iMobi, that's a really great little application just to identify an object, and it's basically crowdsourced. So somebody will tell you on the internet, hopefully, or if it's already been identified, what the object is that the iPhone's currently looking at. And it's iMobi, and I'll just get VoiceOver to spell it to us.
O, capital M, O, B, Y.
Okay, so it's O, capital M for Mary, O, B, Y. Next up.
Page 4 of 6, adjustable.
Okay, so I've got two pages to go. So three finger flick to the left.
Page 5.
Touch the top of the screen.
OO Tunes.
Okay, OO Tunes, which is basically a radio internet application. And primarily, particularly in summer in Australia, I use this one all the time to listen to the cricket for the test matches, one day cricket, and the 2020 matches as well. So a really nice application, that one as well. Next up.
Outlook Mail. 14 new items.
Outlook Mail, and as I can tell that I've been sitting here doing this audio demo, I've got 14 new emails sitting in my inbox. This, of course, is the Outlook Pro email app, which basically uses the web-based email that we currently use at Vision Australia for Outlook, and it's a way of me being able to check my emails from my iPhone. So again, another extremely useful app for work. So as you can tell, I don't actually have all relaxation and games on my iPhone. I do have a few serious ones here and there. So next up.
Pages.
Pages, of course, is the Pages app from Apple, a word processing application that I use a lot with my Apple wireless Bluetooth keyboard. And I also use it by using the mobile documents folder on my Mac, where I drop in Pages documents from my Mac. Then I can then pick up through the iCloud that comes up on this Pages app on my iPhone, or in that case for my iPad as well. So it's a good way of getting access to Pages documents between my Mac and my iOS devices. So next up.
Papa Sangre,
as some people like to pronounce it. And I'm going to have to actually demo this one because it's actually a really cool game to play. So I'm just going to start up playing and we'll just see what happens.
Landscape.
Okay, it's a landscape, so I'll turn my phone around and do one finger flick on the screen.
Papa Sangre. Choose a level. Button.
Choose a level.
Play level 1 in the dark.
Okay, what I'm going to do is play level 1 in the dark. So one finger double tap.
Compass. Adjustable.
And this is basically the start of the game, so we'll just see what it sounds like. Sorry, that was my mail app going off. I've got mail.
Buenos dias, compañeros. The soul of someone dear to you is in great danger. To save it, you must leave this world and follow me into the kingdom of Papa Sangre. No tanto luz.
Here you are in the land of the dead, the realm ruled by Papa Sangre. You are a brave soul here to rescue a soul in peril, no? In this underworld, it is pitch dark. You cannot see a thing. You can't even see me, a fluttery, watery thing, here to help you. But you can listen and move. I will tell you how. First, you must learn how to walk in this body. Next, you must learn how to see with your ears. You will need these powers to save the soul in peril and make your way to the light. First, you must learn how to walk in this body. Walk with your thumbs and listen to your footsteps. Left, right, left.
Okay, let me just turn voiceover off because we really shouldn't be using voiceover while we're doing this. So I'm going to do triple click home. 1, 2, 3.
Touch the bottom side of your screen now. Step.
Okay,
touch the bottom right of your screen. Step. Yes, you are walking. A little more.
Okay, so I'm touching the screen and I'm walking. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Good. Now try to run. Run too fast and you will trip up.
And so on. So you press the home button to come out of Papa Sangre. And triple click home, 1, 2, 3, turn voiceover back on.
Voiceover on. Oh, tunes.
Let's find Papa Sangre.
Papa Sangre.
Next up.
Read to go.
Read to go, of course, is the Daisy player from Bookshare, but you can listen to the Bookshare Daisy text books. And also, you can also listen to Daisy audio books as well. So I use this app in particular for listening to audio books from the Vision Australia Library. I use the text or Daisy text part of that to also listen to the Vision Australia newspapers. And of course, I use the Read2Go app because I'm also a member of Bookshare to listen to the thousands and thousands of great Bookshare titles that are also available. So next app.
Remote.
Remote. This is the remote that I tend to use mainly for my Apple TV, so that when I'm sitting out in the lounge room and the boys want another TV show or movie on the Apple TV that I stream from my Mac, I can change that and put on the right movie stroke TV show for them, such as SpongeBob, etc. So that app gets used quite a lot at home. So next app.
Remote Mic.
remote mic. Basically, I can actually use my iPhone as a remote microphone running an application on my Mac. So what I can actually do is put the iPhone on the table, and it's actually using it as a remote mic to my Mac, wherever it may be, on the current Wi-Fi network that I may be using, so at a conference or at home, for example. So next step.
Single text.
Now, because I use iCloud, I've got single text installed both on my iPhone, or iPhone 4S in this case, and my Mac. And because it uses the iCloud, it's a really great way of just jotting down notes quickly on either the Mac and or the iPhone. So you can actually get access to those notes on either platform. So again, to me, it comes in really handy, particularly when people ring me up and say, can you just take down this web address, or can you just access this phone number for me? So next up.
Skype. Three new items.
Skype, of course, it's basically a way of talking to people over the internet, calling landlines, etc. So again, very handy, particularly when you want to talk to people overseas. So next up.
Stem Stumper.
Now, of course, like Papa Sangre, we'll actually have to play this one as well, because probably my most favourite games at the moment are definitely Stem Stumper, Papa Sangre, and Orify. So let me just run it. You can just hear what it sounds like.
Landscape. Loading.
Flip through the game.
Level select. Play now.
Okay, and let us play now. One finger double tap.
Select sonar. Sonar mode.
I'm going to do one finger double tap, say it so.
Stubborn Stumps Block Minia. Listen for the sound that's playing now. Double tap to continue.
Okay, double tap to continue.
Angry acorns clear all stubborn stumps they touch. Listen for the sound that's playing now. Double tap to continue. Find and double tap an angry acorn.
Okay, one finger double tap the angry acorn.
Now find and double tap the fertilizer.
Okay, and so we can keep playing this game until the cards come home, because again, it's a lot of fun. So let me just press the home button to come out.
Portrait. Oh, tunes.
Let's go and find Stem Stumper. Okay, let's go to the next step.
Talking Calc.
Talking Calc is basically a talking calculator that, again, is basically self-voicing itself, works beautifully with VoiceOver, and it's a good way of using a scientific calculator. And there's also a basic version, a basic calculator of the talking calculator as well. So that, again, that actually works really nicely. Next step.
Talking Carl.
Talking Carl is basically where you can basically poke him and touch him on the screen and so on, and he just makes silly noises. I've really got it on here for my kids to actually have a good play it again at an iPhone app. But also works pretty well for VoiceOver, because I just turn VoiceOver off and touch the screen. So next step.
Theremin.
Theremin, again, like the David's harp and the kalimba, it just is a musical instrument, of course, where you can basically tilt the iPhone left or right, up and down and so on, and it adjusts the theremin tone or frequency, so you can play those spooky noises that you may sometimes hear in horror shows and that sort of stuff, what you're used to. Next up.
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe is a really good, basically, tic-tac-toe program that actually works very well with VoiceOver. You tend to need to drag your finger around the screen to use it. It doesn't automatically work with VoiceOver, but again, it's not a bad way of accessing a game that basically does work with VoiceOver. So my next step.
Touch dialer.
Now, I've left this one on here particularly for low vision people to use. Basically, you can turn VoiceOver off, and when you touch the screen, it will actually read what the numbers are on the screen for dialing. So for some people, they actually find using the application a lot easier than using the phone stroke keypad to dial a phone number. So again, that's a really handy app to use as well. So next up.
Page 5 of 6.
Adjustable. And we're up to the last page. So three finger flick to the left. Touch the top of the screen.
Trip View.
Okay, Trip View is basically what I use in Sydney and the Central Coast, where I currently live, to find out my current bus and train timetable, where the bus stops are, of course what time they are, and really, which is very useful, is what platform the trains are leaving on, either at my local station, which is Gosford, or when I go to Sydney at Strathfield Station. A great way of finding where the trains are on what particular platform, and of course the times and so on. So that actually works really nicely for my purposes for both bus and train. So next up.
Tweet List.
Tweet List, of course, is the Twitter application, and it's actually Tweet List, so TWEETLIST. And that's a really good Twitter app for doing things like following and checking your mentions, your timeline, your tweet lists, direct messages, and all that sort of good stuff with Twitter. I don't tend to use the Twitter app itself. I tend to use Tweet List. So again, I normally use this every single day in the mornings just to check my tweets for the day. So next up.
Twit.
Twit. Of course, that's This Week in Tech, and that's basically a television studio, for the want of a better word, that produces podcasts, but also does live streaming on lots of different technology programs like iPad Today, which is one of my most favourite shows, MacBreak Weekly, again another favourite show, and so on. And in between shows, you can listen to them just having a bit of a talk, you can listen to reruns, you can download their podcasts from iTunes or other places to get their podcast feeds. But I find that sometimes it's great to listen to the live feed because you get all these sort of takeouts in a way before and after the shows are actually stopped recording for the podcast sessions. So if I do one finger double tap now, I'll open up Twit.
Tony and I were going back and forth and we couldn't find the option. Like, it's in the settings.
The settings, yep, that sounds like Sarah and Ayaz just having a bit of a chat in between shows.
And you can't upload videos on the path version. You just got a crappy phone.
Okay, so just two finger double tap to stop. Now, it's really good because when you actually exit this app, you can actually keep the audio stream running, which means I can listen to it in the background when I'm doing other apps on my iPhone. And, of course, it would be a two-finger double tap to start and stop playing any time I like. I don't have to be in the app itself once I've started it playing. So I press the home button to come out.
Tweet.
Next app.
Voice battery.
Voice battery. I sometimes run this because it can actually read out through speech. So it's got built-in speech. What the battery level is. So I sometimes let this run, particularly if I want to monitor what my battery is doing. So I do one finger double tap now to run it.
Status activated.
Voice battery.
Current level 10%.
Battery status.
Condition. Unplugged.
Okay, so as you can tell, I'm running out of battery power on my iPhone, so I better finish this demo fairly quickly, otherwise we're going to be out of power because I don't have my cord with me today.
Voice battery.
So next up.
Voice Brief.
Voice Brief is basically a talking application that works beautifully with VoiceOver to basically get access to your Facebook, Twitter, Google Reader, etc., and reads that automatically. So basically you can listen to all your content up to a certain number, of course, I think it's 20, on your tweet feeds, Facebook entries, and so on. So if I just run it now, one finger double tap on Voice Brief.
Voice Brief.
Voice Brief.
Refresh. Button.
Your Twitter. You said, this should be fun, about to do a podcast on my fave iOS apps, about 70 and 60 minutes I hope. On your last tweet. And here are recent 20 tweets from your friends. Less than minute ago, Net tweeted.
Sprint says that Entity made the right decision in abandoning T-Mobile Big Link.
1 minute ago, Wired tweeted.
The 9 most disappointing games of 2011. Link.
1 minute ago, Net tweeted.
Star Wars, The Old Republic
okay,
takes on World of Warcraft with Force. Link.
Tweet timeline.
1 minute
I've set
ago,
up the voice.
To all best of 2011.
And of course,
vote
I can
for
do
the best fight from Jamie. Link.
Stop it typing. Stop it talking, not typing. And of course, I can jump to the next section and so on within the app itself. So basically, you just put in your tweet username, password, Facebook username, password, etc., and the app will go off and aggregate all that stuff into one interface that will then read out to you. So that's a really cool application that I tend to use quite a lot particularly if I'm traveling and I just don't want to use my iPhone with my hands. I just sit back and just listen to what Voice Brief is reading out to me. So I'm pressing the home button to come out.
Voice Brief.
Okay, next up.
White Pages.
Okay, White Pages, of course, is the residential White Pages for looking up people's names, addresses, and phone numbers in Australia, for this case. Next up.
White Noise.
White Noise is just one of those apps that's really good to use, particularly if you're on a plane flight and you want to drown some people out talking next to you or behind you and so on. It just plays a lot of different types of sounds to block out sound. So let's just run it quickly. One finger double tap. Okay, so that's all the rainforest.
Toolbar sounds. Button.
Okay, one finger flick.
Toolbar time. Amazon jungle.
To get
back.
To...
Pause. Next.
Next. Button. One finger double tap.
Next.
Okay, that's the ocean. Double tap on next again.
Next.
Okay, an open log of fire. One finger double tap.
Next.
That's a louder ocean sounds. Okay, one finger double tap on next again.
Next.
Wind. And so on. So it's not a bad way of trying to block out some background sound if you want to get a bit of a break on a plane flight sometimes, particularly a long one. So pressing the home button to come out.
White Noise.
Now, as you can tell, I've come out of it, but it's actually still playing. So it's just a two-finger double tap on the screen to stop it playing. There we go. So next up.
Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages, of course, for Australia and other places, is to look up businesses, names, addresses, and phone numbers for businesses in Australia. Next up.
Zany Touch.
Zany Touch, of course, is a Bop It-style game. And why not? Let's go in and just briefly play it. One finger double tap to open it.
Zany Touch. New game. Button.
Okay, let's double tap on new game. Okay, touch the top of the screen and then do one finger flick to the right.
Medium. But hard.
Okay,
button.
We can just go and find...
Easy.
Okay, one button. Finger double tap. Turn voiceover off.
Voiceover off.
Swipe.
Touch.
Touch.
Shake.
Shake.
Touch.
Touch.
Shake.
Shake.
Let's go faster. Touch.
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 Shake.
Shake.
Touch.
Touch.
Shake.
Shake.
A little faster.
Okay, this time I make a mistake.
Shake.
Okay, it says shake and I just swipe.
Oops, you goofed.
Okay, so it's just a really little fun Bop It style game. It's lovely. So pressing the home button. Let's turn voiceover on again by triple click home. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Trip you.
And let's go and find Zany Touch.
Zany Touch.
That's Zany Touch. And by the way, Zany Touch was Z-A-N-I Touch. T-O-U-C-H. So next up.
Zoom Reader.
And this is my last one. Zoom Reader is basically an OCR application for the iPhone. So basically you take a picture of a piece of paper with print on it. It will then translate it into text. With VoiceOver, you can actually then read the text. With the iPhone 4S, I find the OCR quality is a lot better than on my iPhone 4 or 3GS. But I still think it's got a little bit of way to go still. But again, it's a very good, stable application to use if you need to get access to printed documentation. But it really is trial and error, and it really does depend on the print material that you're trying to scan, stroke, read. And of course, we'll do one finger flick again to the next.
Page 6 of 6.
We're on page 6 of 6, and that's the last. So I know this has probably been a little bit long, but I thought it was a really great way of giving you some idea of some of the apps that you can use on your iOS devices, such as my, in this case, iPhone 4S. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia.
Blindness and Low Vision Services.